I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With everything going on at the owners' meetings, the National Football League owners' meetings, the primary point of discussion the first couple of days has been around rule changes. And we talked about the onside kick rule yesterday. We'll get back into that discussion this hour as well. But let's start with replay, because that seems to be the thing that the competition committee is focused on at this point. This was Mike Tomlin back in late December talking about expanding replay.
But given some of the things that have happened, you know, I'm sure it'll be up for debate, as it always is and has been in recent years, because technology and the amount of coverage that our game at this level gets, not only on Sundays but 7 days a week, allots for that type of scrutiny and review. It's just part of our business today.
We've got cameras everywhere. We can see seemingly every single angle of a play as many times and as slowly and in as high definition as we want. The competition committee, their chairman, Rich McKay, though, says that, quote, no member of the committee at this point supports the sky judge concept of being able to drop a flag on the field from up above. And at this point, even reviewing judgment calls, like
pass
interference.
Well, they didn't press that forward as one of the options, right?
Right.
Now, Pete Carroll said three coaches meetings that didn't get very far because people sort of bickered at each other. Now, the coaches want something, though, that the owners don't want. Just because it didn't necessarily get very far in these owners meetings doesn't mean the coaches don't want it. Monday Morning Quarterback did an informal text poll. So what this means is Peter King texted all the coaches,
right?
I mean, let's just get to the translation of this. 15 of 19 respondents said they'd be in favor of the sky judge. Two would be against it, and two needed to look more closely at the idea of the God in the sky, the eye in the sky. And those are the coaches. Now, there's been a long list of things that coaches want that owners, it's not good for them, and that it doesn't make it to, you know, it's on the cutting room floor. It doesn't make it to even a vote. So it's really interesting that 15, that to me is a number that's really interesting.
Because, I mean, it's more than the 75% you would need to get rule changes in place.
Because you need 24 or 32, right? So 15 and 19 people responded back to Peter King and says yes, and say, yes, I'm in favor of the eye in the sky. And quite obviously, you have the coach in New Orleans who is championing this big time. It's not going to get passed because it's not even on the floor to be voted on this time. But is that a concept that people would be okay with? You know, the real inevitability here is that we're going into next season with the same replay system.
Yes, and that's the question. Is that good enough? Is that good? I mean, is a replay system that either A, stays exactly the same, or B, makes tweaks and changes that are minor enough that they don't even affect a play, like the Nickell Robey Coleman non-pass interference call in the NFC Championship game? Are fans going to be content with that?
It may not be good enough. Fans are one thing. Coaches, it's another. Jim, you'll get a smile out of this. Monday Morning Quarterback reports that Al Riveron had a meeting yesterday that was supposed to end at noon, and it spilled over 90 minutes right into the 1:30 meeting with general managers. So the coaches, excuse me, were giving Al Riveron the business, which I know makes you smile, Jim.
Yeah, it does. Hi, everyone. Does he get up there before? Hi, everyone. This is Al Riveron.
But what is the fix? Like, we keep searching and searching and searching and saying it's one thing to identify the problem. And seemingly everyone has identified that there needs to be another layer or more another added level of replay, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
how do you do it?
You're right. Everybody can identify, hey, there's a pothole outside my house. Okay, how do you fix it? You put quick patch on it or whatever?
Yes.
Do you come in and you do a new road? Do you not put salt on then? Like, it's one thing to see that there's a pothole outside your house, but how do you fix it? And not temporarily. How do you make the potholes not come back? I mean, that's where we are with replay in the NFL. I'm an all-or-nothing proposition guy with this replay. I think the game functioned quite fine without any replay whatsoever, because once you go down that road of having that eye in the sky, how are we going to delineate which fouls are more important than the other ones?
Well, and also just the functionality of it. The actual physical, how do we pull this off? with the speed and the pace of the game where it's at today, how do we decide if an offense is driving down the field in the midst of a no-huddle drive maybe, and they're moving at a good clip, and there's a play we want to take a look at, but we're going to take a look. We think there may have been a flag. Oh, they've snapped the ball on the next play.
Or is it fair to stop that offense?
Right.
Right? And then that was the contention from the Cowboys contingent. Jerry Jones' son, he stepped in and he said, wait a minute. Like, from a logistical standpoint, so we're going to wire up all these buildings. Is it a single person who's going to, and I mean not married, but you know what I mean, one guy
right.
or lady. Is it one person that's going to sit up there and look down at these games? Is it a board, a panel? Is there a buzzer that goes off? How does this work logistically?
And here's where...
It's easy to say, how are we going to implement it?
Here's where I'm at. If you're going to have this sky judge system, right, like they do in the AAF and like is being debated by so many, if that person can buzz the head official, the referee, by the time the ball gets snapped on the next play to say, hey, we have a foul on this play, not we're going to review for a foul, but we've looked and determined there's a foul that wasn't called, fine. If you can't
figure it out. I'm already the judge and jury. This isn't going to a jury.
Yes.
We're
not going to stop the game even longer. Yeah, we're going to say there was a foul on this play that you missed. If you can't
pull
it off.
Can they do it that rapidly,
I don't know,
Jim?
No, I think that's kind of dangerous.
Well, then maybe the foul wasn't egregious enough to be looked at in the first place.
Well, and then who's the person who's going to do this? All of a sudden, he becomes the most powerful person in that stadium.
He's God.
And is it,
He's
you know,
God.
Is it like, you know, we know who the referees are. You know, we joke about, you know, Al Riveron used to be one. You know,
Hockley,
these guys.
Right.
Gene Steratore.
Uh-huh.
Pereira, you know, the guys that are now on TV doing this. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be those guys, the ex-officials? Do you use a guy who is currently an official? My goodness.
Everybody's got a gripe, but no one has a true fix.
And I think that's what Mike Tomlin's point has always been here. And I'm reading some of the quotes that he had yesterday, which quite honestly isn't a whole lot different than what the soundbite we played from a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably not a whole lot different than what he had said last year, a year ago at this time. And, you know, everybody would like to do something about it, but there's no really good way to do it to keep everybody happy
because
and a play that's going to work.
Because you're always going to have to be content with the fact that there may be something missed. That's always going to be a part of the system. There's never going to be real, true, 100% perfection. That's just a fact.
And even in that, you know, you talk about the high-definition cameras and all the angles and everything else, they kept showing that ball that could have been a backboard ball. Did it hit the rim? Did it not hit the rim from different angles? And it was inconclusive.
I think as much as it's technology and the cameras, it's the timing of it in the more than anything.
That's Tomlin's point, pretty much.
Well, but go back to the Rams-Saints play and look at it. In the moment, you could tell it was a flag. And there's no reason a quote-unquote sky judge couldn't have buzzed down to the official and said, nope, we've got pass interference. Let's drop the flag now.
And the false start in the Chargers game.
Yes. Now, is that enough? Does that fix things?
But then how do you fix a hold
exactly.
on the interior
exactly.
by a guard?
And that's going to be the next level of questioning that we have. All these rule changes that have been put up for debate at the owners' meetings in the National Football League, including this, not just replay, but this onside kick issue as well. Because the onside kick issue is one that we brought it up just in passing yesterday, but this is a fundamental change to really the way the game is played in the final 2 minutes.
Review that for me, because I know Zeiss wrote a column on this in the Post-Gazette. I saw it. I didn't read the column, but I saw that he wrote that it's nonsense. What this rule would be. So instead of an onside kick, they put the ball on the 35, on your own 35.
After a score, you would get the ball on your own 35 with one play to gain 15 yards.
And
essentially
a
fourth and 15, they're calling it.
If you convert it, you keep it.
Yes. If the attempt fails, other team takes possession wherever the dead ball spot is. John Mara, Giants owner, said, quote, what are we? The Arena Football League. And you know, in first glossing over it yesterday and thinking about it over the last 24 to 48 hours, it's real easy to look at it and say, you know, this is kind of a fun little addition here. This makes things more interesting, especially in a league now where onside kick conversions are down under 5%, I believe. Teams just don't recover them all
that often. Yeah, John Mara's also 64.
Like, right, he's old school.
Right.
And he doesn't want to see the game change.
And they're essentially the Rooneys of New York. You know, it's the same sort of football-owning family. So that being said, I know that he understands the continuity that comes with owning a football team and the rules continuity. But is he the new football fan? Is he the dude that's down at the sports book that's 26 years old, 28 years old, maybe a kid on the way or his first child or single still with his college buddies hanging out, wanting all that action? And by all that action, I mean all that action. Betting action, scores, offense.
Points, offense, yes.
Is he that guy? No, I don't think he is. So, for me, what's more important? John Mara, who owns a team, that's pretty damn important.
Right.
Or the guy that's at that book that's yelling at the screen and watching the television. For me, it's the latter guy.
Well, and what's interesting is
what
that there are enough owners, it seems, to support this proposal at this point. It may get pushed through for as soon as next season, at which point you'll be looking at a fundamental change in the game. Again, rather than having to perform an onside kick to get the ball back, we're talking about instantly giving the football back to a team who just scored and saying, here you go, one play to keep the drive going. I still like the concept. I do. I like the concept, and I think it makes the game more fun to watch.
But you can't do that anytime?
No, it would only be – that's the difference here, is it's only in the fourth quarter. And it may even only be in the last 2 minutes, depending on the actual verbiage of the rule that goes in. So that's the question. Do you fundamentally change the way the game is played for only the last 2 minutes?
See, I don't like rules that are only indigenous to certain times.
Right.
Now, I don't like that.
Now, part of that – and somebody made this comparison to me when I was talking to someone yesterday – I do like, for example, 3-on-3 in the NHL overtime in the regular season. I think it's some of the most exciting hockey we get a chance to see throughout the regular season.
Well, people say you shouldn't have different rules for different times, non-playoffs. That is one that I think can be an exception because there's no shootout in the playoffs.
Right. And to be honest,
you know,
part of the most dramatic...
So it is two different games.
Yes. Part of the most dramatic and exciting part of the playoffs can sometimes be those elongated overtimes. Mm-hmm. But to bring it back to the NFL, are you willing to change the way the game is played in the last 15 minutes or the last 2 minutes and say, you know what? This is fun. This is a way to add additional offense. Or by saying, well, we want to add additional offense. Are you basically, to John Mara's point, making it the Arena Football League?
Jim, would you go to the Phil Collins concert if you had tickets?
No.
Is there a jacket required at the Phil Collins concert?
No.
No jacket required. Okay. Would you, against all odds, go to it?
No.
So it wouldn't be another day in paradise for you and Linda at the concert?
No.
Okay. Gotcha.
Anything else?
No. Susudio. I can't work that in.
That's tough. Is she an easy lover?
Yes.
I mean, I think
that's
the question.
Is she an easy lover? Is it in the air tonight for you and Linda, do you think?
We'll see.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.